بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few weeks we have been discussing the false beliefs and practices of the mushrikeen, and with that the interactions between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and these mushrikeen of Makkah. And now to conclude, to end Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to highlight and point out to them the difference, or rather the primary difference, between the deen of Islam and the religion or the practices of the mushrikeen, and that is the aspect of tawheed, that complete trust, reliance, belief upon one Allah alone. So Allah says, قُلْ, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that verily my Rabb has guided me to the straight path. And what is the straight path? دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, it is an upright way of life which is following the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam's salient feature was that he was Hanifa. He disinclined, he turned away from all falsehood, and he was only inclined towards the truth. Why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned? Of course, we know that our deen follows the pattern of the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was someone who was respected, who was honored by every other religion as well. The Yahud respected him, the Nasara respected him, even the mushrikeen of Makkah held him in high esteem. So if you respect and honor and look up to Ibrahim alayhi salam, then understand the deen of Islam is following in his footsteps. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he, Ibrahim, was not from those who associated and ascribed partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, to highlight this aspect of tawheed, or ikhlas lillah, where a person does everything only for Allah. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that verily my salah, وَنُسُكِي, my sacrifice, in other words, my slaughtering of animals, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي, my entire life and my dying also, my living and my dying, and all those aspects related to my life and related to my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is only for Allah, who is the Rabb of all the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, that He has no partner. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, that I have been commanded to do this, that is, to make everything solely for Allah, not to give a share of my ibadat, my salah, my sacrifice, or any other aspect of my life to anyone, any being besides Allah. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the first of those who submit. In other words, since this message has come to me, in my lifetime, I am the first to submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam questions the logic behind ascribing partners to Allah. قُلْ, say to them, أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبَّا, should I look for someone other than Allah as a Rabb? وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, whilst Allah is the Rabb of everything. And this was something, we have mentioned this before, the mushrikeen had accepted Allah as their Rabb. They knew that Allah was the creator of the skies and the earth. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, that if you had to ask them, who created the skies and the earth, their answer will be, Allah created it. So they knew who Allah was, they acknowledged Him, but with that they ascribed partners to Him. So why should I look for anyone besides Allah, when He is رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, He is the Rabb of everything, He created the skies and the earth. وَلَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا, now Nabi alayhi salam warns them, that every soul or no soul does any action which is evil, but that it will be to his own detriment. You will not harm Allah by ascribing partners to Him, by disobeying Him, but this evil that you perpetrate will be to your own detriment. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, there is no soul that will carry a burden on the day of Qiyamah that will carry the burden of anybody else. Each person will bear his own burden, his own weight, or the weight of the deeds that he had carried out. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, and your return will be to your Rabb. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ, He will inform you about all these matters that you have differences in, where you claim that we have to worship this and worship that. Allah will one day inform you of the truth of the matter. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ, that He, Allah, is the one who made you khalaif in the land. Khalaif, this word, one of two meanings, Either it refers to successes, that you would succeed one another. Before you was your father, before him was your grandfather, before him your great grandfather. So Allah made you those who are successors of one another in the land. And the second meaning of khala'if is that Allah made you His deputies in the earth. His deputies. Just as Allah is responsible for ensuring that His commands and His law has to prevail in this world, Allah has appointed you as His deputy. You are responsible also to ensure that the deen of Allah is prevalent in the world. وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. And Allah is the one who raised some of you over others in rank. Allah blessed some with wealth over others, with status, with lineage, with intellect, various other things that Allah has blessed or given preference to some over others within this world. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِيمَا آتَاكُمْ. So that He may test you regarding whatever He has given you. This is the purpose of your life in this world. It is a test. Allah wants to see how you will fare. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily, remember this, your Rabb is swift in punishment. And what is meant here, Mufassirin are very clear. When we say Allah is swift in punishment, it does not mean as soon as you do wrong, Allah will punish you. Because in other verses, Allah tells us He gives a respite, He gives you a chance, He gives you an opportunity to make tawbah. What is meant, on the day of Qiyamah, when your deeds will be presented before Allah, when Hisab Kitab is made, and when the decision for punishment is now given, then Allah will be swift in carrying out that punishment. Unlike in this world, perhaps a person is convicted, but because of the delay in the legal system, he may be convicted, but he will only face his punishment many years later. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be no such delay. As soon as Hisab Kitab is done, very quickly Allah will now mete out the punishment to the person. But at the same time, some hope is given to them. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is most forgiving, most merciful. And this is how the surah terminates, is Allah's maghfirah and rahmah. So while you are still alive, despite your entire life of shirk, disobedience, disbelief, remember Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful. But the condition is you must leave this world with iman. So take advantage of this, accept Islam, submit to Allah alone, and then Allah will definitely forgive and wipe out your past life. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب